WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that affects almost every single one of us. Relationships. Now, whether it's your romantic partner, your best friend, your family, or even those colleagues you have coffee with every morning, strong relationships are the bedrock of a fulfilling life. But let's be real, they can also be a rollercoaster ride, right? There are moments of pure joy, laughter, and deep connection, but then there are times when communication breaks down, misunderstandings arise, and frustration boils over. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around someone you care about? You know that feeling, the one where you hold back your true thoughts or emotions for fear of rocking the boat? That's where mindfulness comes in, my friends. It's not some mystical, airy-fairy concept, it's a practical tool that can help you navigate the complexities of relationships with more grace, understanding, and dare I say it, joy. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment. It's not about dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. It's about being fully engaged in the conversation you're having, truly listening to what the other person is saying, and responding thoughtfully, instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it like this. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in your own head or emotional baggage. You're able to see things more clearly with less judgment, and that makes a world of difference in any relationship. 2. Practice active listening. This means really focusing on what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. It's about absorbing their words, noticing their body language, and trying to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Think of it like a mental workout. It takes effort, but the rewards are huge. When you practice active listening, you show the other person that you value them, respect their thoughts and feelings, and are truly invested in the conversation. 3. Cultivate empathy. Empathy is about putting yourself in another person's shoes and trying to see things from their point of view. It's not about agreeing with them, it's about understanding their motivations, feelings, and experiences. When you cultivate empathy, you build bridges of understanding and compassion, even in the midst of disagreement. 4. Communicate with intention. Before you speak, take a moment to pause, reflect on your words, and consider how they might be received. Instead of reacting defensively or accusingly, try expressing yourself calmly and respectfully. Use those statements to focus on your own feelings and experiences, rather than blaming the other person. Remember, effective communication is about finding common ground, not winning an argument. 5. Practice forgiveness. Everyone makes mistakes, and holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that weigh you down. When you forgive, you open yourself up to healing, growth, and deeper connection with the people in your life. Now, let me share a real-world example. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your significant other, and they accidentally spill red wine all over your new white shirt. Your first instinct might be to get angry, frustrated, or even yell at them. But what if, instead of reacting impulsively, you took a deep breath, practiced mindfulness, and remembered the importance of empathy? You could acknowledge your initial feelings, hey, I'm feeling a bit upset about this because my shirt is new, but then express understanding for their mistake. It happens, accidents happen. You can focus on finding a solution together, rather than letting anger ruin the evening. So, remember these key takeaways as you navigate your relationships. Be present, listen actively, cultivate empathy, communicate intentionally, and practice forgiveness. These are the pillars of strong, healthy connections, and they can transform your life for the better. Go out there, be mindful, and build those amazing relationships. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder about the power of mindfulness. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on, and let me know your thoughts. What are your biggest challenges in relationships? I want to hear from you. Until next time, stay stoic, stay grounded, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.